This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back to the show. We are honored to have Kunasia Moore joining us. She's a licensed massage therapist, and we're ecstatic to have her here from Zuri Massage. Massages by Queen. How are you doing today?
I am doing so perfect. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Really excited to have you here, especially a local. I know you're from New York City, right? Is that where you're based out of?
Oh, yeah, New York City.
Yay! Congrats. Excited to have you here and excited to talk more about Zuri Massage and all that you do as the queen. Now, before we dive into all the services you provide, you know, I think it's important to get to know you first. So tell me just a little bit about your background, where you're raised, and let's go through the process of how you found this amazing career to help so many people.
Sure. So, I mean, I was born and raised in Queens, New York, so I am a New York native for sure. And originally, what's funny is that I saw myself in the entertainment business. Like, I wanted to sing and act and do all the things. But as I got older, I started realizing that my mind, body, spirit just started going towards holistic. So I just fell in love with massage therapy.
Oh, wonderful. And let me ask, you know, so where in Queens specifically did you grow up, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I grew up in Long Island City, Queens.
Oh, beautiful. I used to live over there on Center Boulevard, so I'm just trying to relate to the area. Gorgeous area.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
It's so diverse now.
It is, right? With all those high-rises coming in, like, in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
It's like things have changed. It's, like, better to be there than, like, New York City, you know?
I know. I love it. And I always try to go visit and look at my old high school and things like that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk just about growing up, because I know you mentioned you wanted to be in entertainment business. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what changed in you. I read a little bit about your world becoming, you know, a little overwhelming.
Yeah. So basically, I think what really changed my train of profession is that I always was a migraine sufferer, and I still am. And so I realized I didn't want to be a pill popper. You know, I didn't want to continue to take pills for the rest of my life and not find a healthier alternative with my condition. So I started doing my research, and I came across massage. So once I came across massage, I wanted to know more about other holistic things that I can do. And I just fell in love with the whole idea of just bettering myself holistically.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And, you know, I also read about, you know, this. You really did this on your own, right? You had this calling in a sense. Could you explain that? Some people have mentors, whether it's parents, teachers, but just would you mind just talking a little bit about that?
Of course. Yeah. So basically, you know, I fell in love with it and I went to school. I decided, you know, I'm going to go to school for this. Went to school, passed my board, my state test, everything of that nature. And then I was like, I want to have my own business. So no one really, I didn't have a mentor, just like, you know, you stated, I really didn't have a mentor. I just had passion and a drive. And that's what just opened my mind and my world up to becoming my own business owner. So that's the path I took, basically.
Beautiful. Well, let's say no for today. Now discuss a variety of the services that you offer. Would you mind sharing? And just curious, you know, when it comes to becoming a massage therapist, what was that process like for you? How enduring was that?
Oh, yeah. So basically, school itself was pretty hard. I think what really helped me out was the fact that I really wanted it. So you really have to love what you do to kind of push through the struggles. So school was a challenge for me, and also just having anxiety towards the state test. You know, you have to be licensed in the state. so you have to pass the test. So that gave me a bunch of anxiety. But again, when you really want something, you have a passion and a love for it, you work hard. So I studied and studied, and I made sure that, you know, I passed the first time. And so after that, it was a challenge still trying to start my business, because I was just going for it. I had no real knowledge of how to do so. And so I made a lot of mistakes, of course. But you learn as you go. And again, when you love what you do and you love everything about it, you are willing to make those mistakes to better yourself.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I want to dive now into the different types of massages out there and all that you offer. There's more than that. So let's get started.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So there are different types of massages out there. And personally, for me, I incorporate, I do a lot of events as well. So let's start there. I do chair massage events. I do table massage events for businesses, corporations, things like that. And I also do home visits for clients, whatever is comfortable for them. And I have my own office in Union Square, New York City. And so I just provide a variety of services, such as medical massage for, you know, clients that have conditions that need, that actually really, really, really need the help of massage. And I also provide, you know, spa-like massage, like just for relaxation. And basically that's, oh, and sports.
Mm-hmm.
Sports. I also do sports. And I also have products. I sell a really great charcoal detoxing mask, a beard oil, massage oil candles, and more. So there's like different avenues of Zuri Massage, Massages by Queen.
Beautiful. And by the way, do you travel to people's homes or are you just at the one location?
Oh, no, I travel to homes. And, you know, if they're in the city, they can also come to my office in Union Square.
Ah, beautiful. And what's that location?
It's 32 East Union Square.
Perfect. And also at this time, we need to take a quick commercial break. So let's also tell everyone how we can contact you. Do you have a website, social media pages, phone number, anything in particular you want to share with us?
Of course. I think the best method of contact for me would be my Instagram page, which is Zuri, Z-U-R-I, Massage, M-A-S-S-A-G-E.
Perfect. All right, everyone, stay tuned.
Are there times where you feel lost, as if nothing in life makes sense? Are you still trying to process events from the past or the passing of loved ones? Those questions and more can be answered through contacting your angels, guides, and higher self by me, Alicia B., psychic medium and energy healer. Visit me today at insightpsychics.com/ALISHA to begin your healing journey and bring a sense of balance to your life.
Hey y'all, this is April and Elizabeth with Texas Red Interiors. We are a home staging, interior, and commercial design firm. We enjoy creating spaces that homeowners love to wake up in and live in, as well as spaces that both business owners and employees enjoy working and creating in. You can find us at www.texasredinteriors.com or give us a call at 210-759-3113. Thanks!
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, make sure... Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
We are back with our Massages by Queen. That's right. Quinesia Moore joining us here. Ecstatic to talk more about the services that she provides. Again, Zuri Massage is the name of the company. Based out of New York City, but obviously she travels to so many places. So let's dive in. I know you mentioned there's different types of massage services, right? And, you know, let me ask for the body. Let's talk the benefits about massage for someone regular, and then of course in the medical area, right? If you need, like, if you have an injury.
Oh my God, there's so many different types of benefits for massage. So let's start with medical. So when you have a specific condition that you come into massage for, we focus on that condition. So whatever it is that you need to help yourself heal, that's basically what's going to be happening there. We're really focused on healing with medical massage and helping the process go a little bit faster.
Got it.
Just in general, for any type of situation, medical, sports, and regular just spa, there's so many benefits, such as, you know, like circulation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that circulation to the body is what keeps your body moving. Like, it keeps it active. You got to get that circulation good, you know? Also, muscle tension, reducing the muscle tension, lowering stress, anxiety, and just improving your mood. When you're down and out, get a massage, and I guarantee you, you will feel better.
And how long, you know, of a massage should people be getting, and how often is recommended?
So usually people do the typical 60-minute massage, but there are so many different time frames that you can choose, like 60, 90. You can even do a two-hour massage, and you can do a short as a 30-minute massage as well. And what I suggest for clients is if you can commit to at least once every 2 weeks, I think you'll be on a track to getting what you need from massage therapy.
Now, who gives you your massages?
Oh, God. That is a great question. Do I have the answer? Not necessarily, because I don't go as often as I should, and my body screams for it.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say,
yes.
Right? Because it's always like the shoemaker's son doesn't have the shoes, and
exactly.
It's always, we take care of ourselves last. No.
I know. You know what? And I have so many great massage therapist friends, and I just need to really utilize their services as well, because I need it. It's bad.
God bless. You're not alone. I haven't had a massage in six months.
No.
Yeah. Look, I get a little taste when I get my nails done. I get like the 5-minute thing on my neck, but that's not good enough.
No, you need it, girl.
Yeah.
Well, you got me.
Thank you. I wish, you know, I do live, well, I'm a little further out, but when I get back to working in the city, I'll let you know. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yes. And I'm waiting for you, girl.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, what would you say sets you apart from the others? What makes you unique?
You know what? I really think that my passion is kind of like out of this world. I really care about my clients, like seriously care about them. And when I'm with them one-on-one, I really view everyone as different. Like everyone's, and you know, everyone is different, but I never have the same technique and same things to do for one body to the next, because the body tells me what I need to do when I'm with clients. I just take my initial feel, and that's my scan. And then I just go where it's telling me to go. I have that connection. It's a strange thing to try to explain, but I really know how to connect with my client on a deeper level.
Got it. Wow. All right. You mentioned some of these detoxing methods you use, and specifically there's a face mask. And let's talk a little bit about that, the process, how long it's supposed to be on your face for, what it does, and do you do any other type of detox masks as well?
Oh, so I actively use my own charcoal detoxing mask. I think it's really great. And basically, you wash your face with your desired desired cleanser. And then after that, you use your mask. And I typically leave it on my face for about 10 to 15 minutes, depends on what I'm doing and if I forgot to take it off. But I leave it on for a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes. And so after that, you put on your desired moisturizers. And what it does is it really draws out those impurities that you may have in your skin. And you can feel it. You can feel kind of like the tingling of it. You feel it working. And you also see it afterwards. In my opinion, your face looks a lot brighter and clearer.
Hello, there it goes. I'm sorry, it wasn't working. I was like, hello, it's stuck. Well, let me, now there's, let me ask, what other, things did you want to focus on for today? I know I've been asking you questions and I love that, but what would you like your listeners, to really know about you and the work that you do?
Of course. Yeah, well, okay. I would love to say this, as far as anyone who's starting a business of any way, you really have to get your people, find your people. And sometimes finding your people is not going to be your friends or your family. Sometimes you may expect for them to support you in the way that you hope and wish and pray, but it's not, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be them. It's going to be people who you impact with your work. And those people are going to spread the word. So whatever you do, don't feel down about your friends and your family and the ones you believe is closest to you not supporting you in that way. It has nothing to do with the quality of what you provide. And sometimes you just got to, just move right along and seek other people for support.
There you go. Also, when it comes to this type of work, right, let me also ask, some people out there might be a little hesitant. It's, what are the rules when it comes to massages? Because it is a little awkward sometimes if you go somewhere new. What's protocol? What's not? Do we keep our underwear, our bras on, off? Do you want your butt muscle, the gluteus massage, all those things? How do you go about, walking the fine line with that to make your client feel comfortable?
Oh, my God, that's a great question. So, basically, I tell my clients, undress to your liking. And before then, of course, I know we've had a discussion on what we want, what the client wants worked. So if you want your glutes worked, you can keep your underwear on if you're most comfortable. But what I will do, and I will talk them through it, I will roll up. And I will get, because you want your glutes worked, so I need to get there. But I tell my clients, listen, undress to your liking and your comfortability, because I never want to make any of my clients feel uncomfortable. There is a line in the sand there, and with some people, it is crossed from time to time, and that's what I want to make known. Massage therapy is professional. It's a professional job. It's a career. It's my career, and I want people to know that we do not do sex work of any type of way. That's why you need a license for this. Licensed massage therapist should be taken seriously. And we hate the word masseuse.
Tell me.
Call us licensed massage therapist.
I was going to say, but what is that word? Just cure. I don't even really know the difference. Could you just share with me?
Yeah. So masseuse is it's a back in the day type of thing, but it is very much, how can I keep this PG? But it is confused with like sex work, basically.
Good.
And we want to make it known that we would prefer to be called licensed massage therapists, because that's what we are. And we, there's a boundary there,
Yeah, no, I get it. Absolutely. And, when it comes to someone, let me just ask you about, I usually say I like the deep tissue massage. I just like it harder. But what is, when it comes to that, tell me the difference in what that's doing to the body and the muscles. And how do you assess someone's body to know what they want,
Yeah, so When I'm with my clients and we start our session, how I assess and how I scan the body, besides having a conversation prior to the massage, I like to that's what I do. I do my compressions. I do my deep compressions because I want to feel the integrity of the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me know what I have to do. And if they need tissue, if they need a little effleurage, petrissage, you know, what they need, you know? So that's how I scan my client's body, by that compression there. And deep tissue is really great when you're trying to bring blood to the area.
Got it. Perfect. And what about, I've heard this term, lymphatic massage. What's that in particular? And is that something you even do?
Lymphatic massage is, how can I explain? So it can be more so on the medical side. Because a lot of clients that have medical conditions or have surgery of any way require lymphatic. Me, myself, I do not do lymphatic yet. I will be getting training in it, but I don't provide it yet to any of my clients.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Just curious about that. Now, also, you know, inspirational. You know, you said a quote here. You said, you know, when you have a calling, it doesn't matter who claps for you. Keep going and don't base your value on who doesn't support you. You will find your tribe, your people, and that's where you will feel at home. So did you have struggles in the beginning going into this career?
Not necessarily, honestly, because of my passion for it. I didn't have struggles in that way. I think I've had more struggles with expecting things from friends and family and people to support, you know, people that's close to me to support me in a way that I would expect them to. That's where my struggle came from. And in turn, it kind of will break you a little bit. And then you realize, wait, hold on, I'm actually great.
Yeah.
So I got to find my people.
No, absolutely. And if you are just tuning in, Quinasia, what is the website again for our listeners to visit you on?
Oh, sure. So you can go check out my Instagram. That's the best way to view all my things. And my Instagram is at Zuri Massage.
Spelled Z-U-R-I?
Yes.
Perfect. Massage. And I guess obviously you can just give a call and from there you can, you know, hopefully get situated. And
of course.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're a beautiful girl. You know, you're clearly passionate what you do. And I would love to hear, you know, some like testimonials. What are the people saying when they work with you?
Oh, my God. The thing that I've heard the most is that I have magic hands.
I love it.
So that's pretty awesome, and I always use the magical dust to add to my any pictures or anything because it makes me feel good.
No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, let me ask. You know, people are dealing with this thing called anxiety, right? I mean, since the pandemic, everyone's anxiety, which we all have, and I feel like everyone just talks about it more. Tell me. I'm sure this can relieve all of that, right? Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... You want to know how massage can affect anxiety?
Yeah, or help it, I'm assuming. Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah, honestly, massage is a calm down. Like, it really helps you calm down and get in tune with yourself. And not only that, but mentally. Massage really helps with the mental It takes you to a place where you can really see what's important and what's not. When you get massage on a daily basis, because it's not only therapeutic for your body, but for your mind.
I love it.
And it helps you realize, like, hey, everything's okay. Everything is okay. This
Beautiful.
Is just anxiety, and I can get through it.
Wonderful. And to, unfortunately, we have to close out the show. I just want everyone to visit you again, Zuri Massage, that's Z-U-R-I Massage. Go to Instagram, accepting new clients, and really excited that she's here and working so hard. And I can't wait
Thank
to talk
you.
More to the queen, darling. And how'd you come up with that name? Who started calling you the queen?
Oh, my God. Everybody calls me Queen. So my name is Queen Asia. That's my name, right? But everybody breaks it down and say, hey, Queen, we're going to call you Queen. And I love it. So I'll take it.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Well, you have a fantastic day. Looking forward to the next time we connect. Have a great day, darling, okay? And thanks so much for being here. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jill, and listeners. Bye.
Bye.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.